Today's tribute is to the one and only Elvis Presley. Elvis may be the single most important figure in American 20th century popular music. No one could argue with the fact that he was the musician most responsible for popularizing rock and roll on an international level. And viewed in cold sales figures, his impact was phenomenal. Dozens upon dozens of international smashes from the mid-50s through to the mid-70s, as well as the steady sales of his catalogue and reissues since his death in 1977, make him the single highest-selling performer in history. I'll play you a little compilation now of just some of his fabulous music, and then we'll go into the life of the late, great Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pardon me if I'm sentimental. When we say goodbye, don't be him, be with me. Should I cry? When you're gone, yet I dream a little. Dream as years go. Shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, cause I don't have a wooden heart. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hold, I do hold, I do not.
Elvis was born on January the 8th in 1935 to a poor Mississippi family in the heart of the Depression. Elvis had moved to Memphis by his teens, however, where he absorbed the vibrant melting pot of Southern popular music in the form of blues, country, bluegrass, and gospel music. After graduating from high school, he became a truck driver, rarely if ever singing in public. Some 1953 and 1954 demos, however, recorded at the emerging Sun label in Memphis, primarily for Elvis's own pleasure, helped to stir interest on the part of its owner, Sam Phillips. And in mid-1954, Phillips, looking for a white singer with a black feel, teamed Presley with guitarist Scotty Moore and the bass player Bill Black. Almost by accident, apparently, the trio hit upon a version of an Arthur Crudup blues tune called That's All Right, Mama, which became Elvis's first single. Elvis's five Sun Record singles pioneered the blend of R&B and country and western that would categorize what was known as rockabilly music. The single sold well in the Memphis area immediately, and by 1955 was starting to sell well to country audiences throughout the South. Presley, Moore, and Black hit the road with a stage show that grew ever wilder and more provocative, with Elvis's swiveling hips causing enormous controversy. Presley was obviously a performer with superstar potential and attracted the interest of bigger record labels, as well as a man who called himself Colonel Tom Parker, who later became Elvis's manager. In need of capital to expand the Sun label, Phillips actually sold Presley's contract to RCA in late 1955. It went for the prize sum of $35,000, a bargain when viewed in hindsight, but an astronomical sum even at that time. Elvis wanted more than anything else to be successful, and to do that, his material needed more of a pop feel, and he named Dean Martin as one of his chief heroes from the very start. At RCA, his rockabilly was blended with enough pop flavour to make all of the charts and not just the country ones. Heartbreak Hotel, his first single, rose to number one, aided by some national TV appearances, and helped to make Elvis an instant superstar. The double-sided monster hit Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel was one of the biggest-selling singles the industry had ever experienced up to that point. But here's his first big hit, Heartbreak Hotel, right now.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
Two LPs called Elvis Presley and Elvis were also chart toppers, but not just in the US, but throughout the world. The 1956 RCA recordings were regarded as magnificent, rating amongst the best and most influential recordings of the early rock and roll era. Elvis's and Colonel Tom Parker's aspirations were too big to be limited to records and live appearances. And by late 1956, his first Hollywood movie, Love Me Tender, had been released. Other screen vehicles would follow in the next few years, with Jailhouse Rock being the best. The hits continued unabated. Several of them, Jailhouse Rock, All Shook Up and Too Much, were excellent, often benefiting from the efforts of top early songwriter Otis Blackwell, as well as the emerging team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. The Jordanaires, of course, also added both pop and gospel elements with their smooth backup vocals. However, Presley's recording and movie careers were interrupted by his induction into the Army in early 1958. There was enough material in the can to flood the charts throughout his two-year absence, during which he largely served in Germany. And when he re-entered civilian life in 1960, his popularity, remarkably, was at just as high a level as when he left. Shortly after leaving the Army, Presley gave up live performing altogether for nearly a decade to concentrate on movie making. The films, in turn, would serve as vehicles to both promote his records and to generate maximum revenue with minimal effort. For the rest of the 60s, Presley ground out two or three movies a year that, whilst mostly profitable, had little going for them in the way of story, acting, or social value. There were some good singles in the early 60s, like Little Sister, or Marie's the name of his latest flame, and the next song called Return to Sender.
Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
The writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such soul.
Well, during the mid-60s, the Beatles, all big Elvis fans, displaced Presley as the biggest rock act in the world. What's more, they did it by writing their own material and playing their own instruments, and that was something Elvis had never been capable of or particularly aspired to. They and the British-American groups that the Beatles influenced were not shy about expressing their opinions, experimenting musically, and taking the reins of their artistic direction into their own hands. The net effect of this was to make Elvis Presley seem somewhat irrelevant to the changing times. By 1967 and 68, there were slight stirrings of an artistic reawakening by Elvis, and singles like Guitar Man, Big Boss Man, and US Mail, though hardly classics, were at least genuine rock and roll that sounded better than much of what he'd been turning out for years. A 1968 television special gave Presley the opportunity he needed to reinvent himself as an all-out leather-coated rocker, still capable of magnetising an audience and eager to revisit his blues and country roots. The 1968 album Elvis in Memphis was the first LP in nearly a decade in which Presley seemed more aware of current trends as he updated his sounds with contemporary compositions and touches of soul to create some reasonably gutsy late 60s pop rock. This material and 1969's hits like In the Ghetto and this next song returned him to the top of the charts.
What you doing to me when you
Well, Elvis returned to live performing in 1969 with long seasons of shows in Las Vegas. And this was followed by national tours that proved him still capable of being an excellent live entertainer, even if the exercises often reeked of showbiz extravaganza. Elvis never did play outside of North America and Hawaii, possibly because Colonel Parker, it was later revealed, was in fact an illegal alien who could have faced serious problems if he travelled abroad. Hollywood was now history, but studio and live albums were generated at a rapid pace, usually selling reasonably well, although Presley never had a top 10 hit after 1972's Burning Love. Elvis's final years have been the subject of a cottage industry of celebrity bios, tell-alls and gossips from those who knew him well or, more likely, purported to know him well. These activities are really beyond the scope of a mini-bio, but it's enough to note that his behaviour was becoming increasingly unstable. His weight fluctuated wildly. His marriage broke up. He became dependent upon a variety of prescription drugs, and worst of all, he became isolated from the outside world except for professional purposes. He continued to tour until the end, rarely venturing outside of his Graceland mansion in Memphis. Colonel Parker's financial decisions on behalf of his client have also come in for much criticism. On August the 16th, 1977, Presley was found dead in Graceland. The cause of death remains a subject of widespread speculation, although it seems likely that drugs did play a part. An immediate cult sprang up around his legacy, kept alive by the hundreds of thousands of visitors who make the pilgrimage to Graceland annually. Elvis memorabilia, much of it kitsch, is another industry in its own right. And dozens, if not hundreds, make a comfortable living by impersonating the king in live performances. I guess we'll all have our own opinion of Elvis Presley as a performer, but those who actually saw him perform live maintain it was an experience they'll never forget. And so I'll close today's tribute to the memory of Elvis Presley with this particular song.
Understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder. You smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder of you. Pleasure.
Yes, there goes. Elvis Presley has left the building. I hope you enjoyed that tribute to the great, late Elvis Presley. And we have fond memories of his music and will have for many, many years to come.